Agenda item number 21 here.
This is a request for an emergency regulation, and it's a new regulation number 1280 for VAC 2012-80, and it pertains to license revocations to establish penalties for individuals who violate a commission-issued revocation of fishing licenses. This is a law enforcement initiative along with the commissioner. Staff has looked at this information, has also consulted with Mr. Hull about it. I think in general, the problem has been, as you see in the evaluation, the 28-2-232, for example, allows the commission to process the revocation, but it's silent as far as what happens after the revocation. And the commission members know that there have been situations where after revocation, there's been more harvesting going on without licenses or anything else. So this is an attempt to shore up that situation of what do you do when someone's revoked, but they continue to thumb their nose at the law. And I also included 528 to show you the same thing that, you know, we've talked a lot about oysters, but this isn't all about oysters. This is really can be other situations. We've had recreational revocations. So they could be out there doing the same thing, sort of ignoring the fact that they don't have a license and they're going to continue to fish. So what a couple of things that this new regulation will do before I get into the particulars is, one, it will help law enforcement get these folks back to court in a good rate, and secondly, it'll impose some penalties that can stiffen from a class 3 up to class 1. It's a very brief regulation. It's on page 3 of your evaluation. You can see that it's under the authority of 282210, which is the code authority for establishing emergencies. And you can see in the definition that fishing is all-inclusive. That, and I think Mr. Hull, probably 3 or 4 commission meetings when asked, said that fishing takes care of pretty much anything except if you're on a boat and you're serving lunch. otherwise, everything else is part of the fishing. And those words were said. I'm not making that up. But that's in there. The fishing is in there so that you have some basis to say, well, what is unlawful? Well, any kind of fishing. And so during the time that you're revoked in Section 30, unlawful fishing, after your licenses have been revoked, and then simply a penalty, which, you know, you're going to start off with the typical class 3, but do it again, which has happened. We know that's happened. And then you've got a class 1. Then you're facing some pretty serious stuff. So I think this was a timely request by the Colonel of Law Enforcement and the Commissioner of the Marine Resources Commission. And I, in the back, I just posted the information just to keep you updated. That is just waiting for the governor's signature on the other components of sanctions that you talked about, the fine sanction, and that also the 5-year sanction is also something that was passed. So just needs governor's signatures, and as of July 1, that's what we can look forward to, having a little more clout in this process, which everyone on the commission and in industry who's upstanding wants to see that. So that's all I have, Commissioner.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Chief.
You're welcome.
Well, I can simplify this just a little bit here. The Marine Police were kind of shocked. The code section gives the commission the authority to revoke licenses and fishing privileges, but it doesn't speak to those offenders. The Marine Police were kind of shocked when they looked and found that they didn't have anything they could charge somebody with. This is a regulation that gives them a chance to charge somebody.
I think this is not only timely, but a good thing, obviously, for protecting the resource and public health. And obviously, it's not just commercial. It's other industries as well. So I make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Very gladly. And the motion passes unanimously.